The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Guys!
I think we could listen to the radio or something?
That's not it, by the way. That's number two now. That's number two, and here's number one. Let this go for a little bit.
Oh, what are we going to do?
Play that.
Right, you're just
talking.
The clip. I put that away.
No, I said play that clip. Yeah, we were talking about it right in front of you.
So I'm having a problem, right? Like a lot of people be saying, oh, I met Cardi B, and I don't know if she liked me or not because she was looking at me like if I'm crazy or if I was retarded or something. But that's not the problem. The problem is that I have a voice in my head that while I'm talking to people, it just start having a conversation with me, and I be replying back. Like, you could be talking to me, and the voice in my head, I don't know, start asking me questions like, hey, what happened to your green Balenciaga shirt that you wore the other day?
Shut up!
I've had enough.
That now is number one.
Wow.
This is number two.
Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Is she the one on that Pepsi one?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't understand that, and I hate that commercial because of it.
I'm with you.
Is that what she says her R's?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a thing they made up for the commercial or if that was a thing that she did.
And I'm proud to not know that.
I don't know.
I like to keep myself up with a little bit of pop culture, obviously, for what we do for a living, but that, I ain't going there.
I don't know. She could actually be like a smart woman, but the nails are being dragged across my brain. That
if she's having a conversation with another voice in her head, she's not smart.
After the first, not her fault. After the first two syllables that come out of her mouth,
just shut up.
That
goes on forever.
I can't pay attention anymore.
She makes Rosie Perez sound soothing. I mean, really?
Yeah. Morning, Petey.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Augie Smith, Sean Gannett later on Friday. They're at the Funny Bone, Funny Bone in Omaha this weekend, funnybone.omaha.com tonight and tomorrow night.
You could have the docile tones of Craig and be dumb as a stump and still come across good. Thank you. Not saying you're dumb as a stump, but
sounded
I'll
like you
say
were.
That.
You
could
sounded
be.
Like you sounded like you were.
You could be. Yeah.
Right.
Let's play Who's Older.
All right.
From the Grateful Dead, Phil Lesh.
He's old.
It's his birthday today.
Although he was the youngest guy in the Dead. He was a kid when he was a teenager when he joined that band.
No kidding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was real young. 16. He was like 16 or 17 when he first joined
the Dead.
It's
hard to judge how old the Dead are by looking at them.
Who else?
And Beach Boy Mike Love. It's his birthday today.
Oh, Love's older.
Who's older, Phil Lesh or Mike Love?
Mike Love.
I'm going with Tyler. He seems pretty set on this.
I have to go with Mike Love. Mike Love is 78 today. Phil Lesh is 79 today.
Oh.
Damn you.
Oh, no. I know where I messed up.
Yeah, you answered the question incorrectly.
It wasn't Phil Lesh is the youngest guy. It's Bob Weir.
Okay.
I was thinking Bob Weir. So I did. My mind was thinking Bob Weir.
All right,
he's definitely the youngest guy.
That's three losses for Tyler, and Todd and I didn't have an at bat.
All right. Yeah, you're right. I screwed you up.
Yep.
Because it's Bob Weir is younger than
Took
Mike Love.
Took us down the wrong path.
Tyler was 0-3 on
Look
that.
Look up Bob
one.
Weir.
No. You guys went down with him.
But
no,
but
period.
I was
you
right.
You made your choice.
I had the wrong
you
name.
Were wrong.
I had the wrong name in my head, but I was right in my brain.
How many times is he so like Rain Man esque?
I was Rain Man. Look up.
He knows these things.
I know.
Look up Bob Weir.
Now you're gonna have to start questioning him.
Yep. No, if I knew the right name.
Because he might be thinking about a different guy.
Cardi B was talking to me. That's why I didn't hear
right,
Phil, you know.
Yeah, Bob Weir is only 71.
Mm-hmm. Told you. He was a teenager when he joined the Dead.
Eight years.
It wasn't even close in my brain, but my stupid brain mixed
was
up Phil Lesh and Bob Weir.
In the moment. You know, Dead's like touring with... I just found out about this.
Yeah,
they've been doing it for years. Yeah, with John Mayer.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, he takes the place of...
Yeah, they call it like the Dead and Company.
Dead and Company.
He takes the place of the guitar, that all the stuff that,
that Jerry
did. Yeah,
yeah, and he can play that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's great.
Oh, man.
Very underrated guitar player.
Yeah. Hell, yeah.
Dude can shred.
Problem is you have to go to a Dead show.
Dude.
And they
are... Thank you for saying that.
They're boring as hell.
I've been to a couple.
So you don't like 20-minute songs?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope.
And it was back in, well, it wasn't their heyday.
No, I saw the Dead. I saw the Dead in 87. It was, you know, the band. They were hot. But
I saw them in 88 in Eugene, Oregon.
Just boring.
You know, which is kind of their home base.
Good people watching, though, especially back then. A lot of drugs, a lot of people spinning in circles. It was great.
Maybe not the home base, but, you know, it was.
Yeah, you like jam bands, and they're boring.
I do like jam bands.
Central.
They're not boring.
Yeah, they are.
It's just a different head.
Jammy.
Well, you'll be disappointed to hear, because I saw the schedule. String Cheese Incident, who usually plays one song that lasts for 3 days.
Which is fine, because I wouldn't know it.
At Red Rocks.
Play the same song!
Right. Is not scheduled to appear at Red Rocks this year. For the first time in a long time.
Huh. Good to know.
Are they all right? Do they need to be on the death pool?
Yeah, I don't know. I think people have finally had their fill.
Oh.
No.
You can't get full on String Cheese.
Oh, no. You must have seen an earlier schedule.
Did they add them?
3 nights.
Okay.
So three nights.
Yeah.
3 nights.
Because that's how long it takes for them to play their song.
July 19th, 20th, 21st, Red Rocks.
Okay. They must have added that fairly recently, because I checked maybe a month ago.
Dude.
They were not on the schedule. So I thought... Maybe the demand finally started to drop off, but nope.
No.
What do they call the followers of String Cheese Incident?
Cheeseheads, I'm sure.
You're not sure.
I know, because of the Packers.
You are wrong. You are not sure.
Because you're Packer fans.
They might be Stringheads.
Yeah.
Or because Cheeseheads is taken by the stupid Packer fans.
Kind of is.
Yeah, right. You can't do that.
Or by Packer fan.
And stupid, it's right, same thing. Right?
No.
I was being redundant there. Sorry, Craig.
No, you
corrected me on that.
No, you were just wrong.
You actually...
You've been wrong a lot this segment.
I have.
A lot.
Sorry,
you've just been
Phil.
Wrong.
Sorry. I was right when I had the names right. Completely
but
right.
But you didn't.
Keep following
have the
me,
names
plus.
Right.
I don't know. I'm questioning my decision.
No. I was right. I told you. It was Bob Weir. I mixed up with Phil Lesh. Shut up.
Yeah, he was right.
Either way, you got to see.
When he was wrong.
Either way, you got to see it through the Dead. Let's start that over again.
Actually, Thomas says, the problem is you have to go to a Dead and a John Mayer show.
Yeah, I only did play John Mayer songs. It's a Dead show.
Yeah.
Really? They don't even sneak one
no,
in?
No, they don't want to hear that. They want to hear the Dead.
They're not letting him do
Run Through My High School.
Good.
Yeah.
This ain't an Eagles show.
No, it's not.
I guess they don't need him like the Eagles.
There's a few
Joe
John
Walsh.
Mayer songs I like.
I don't hate John Mayer.
I don't think he's all bad.
But they're just playing the Dead.
I saw him in concert once, and he was really good.
Yeah.
He is. He's a great guitar player.
Oh, yeah. Very underrated.
He's banged all a lot of hot chicks.
He's
a king.
He disposed Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah,
he's
on my list.
He's
a stud.
Did something I can't.
Oh, the list is impressive.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he shares an air with, like, you know, Derek Jeter.
Yeah, a lot of
when
those
it comes
chicks.
To exes and stuff. Oh, yeah.
Taylor Swift.
We don't know if he took care of that, though.
She
was a virgin.
Yeah, he
right?
said she was like napalm or something like that.
No, that was
Jessica Simpson.
Jessica Simpson.
Oh,
yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Sexual napalm.
Jennifer Love Hewitt is on that list. Oof.
Minka Kelly.
Jessica Simpson in her prime, too, man.
Yeah.
She was right.
Well, Taylor Swift.
None of these are as hot as this teacher, though, Craig.
Sang with him.
Oh.
None of these. This chick is so hot, this teacher. Check it out.
Half of My Heart.
Taylor
Swift provides some vocals on that. And I misspoke. It's the dulcet tones of Craig Evans. I said docile.
Either way.
Either way, he's stupid.
He's not, but he could get away with it.
Being stupid.
Right.
It's a docile tone.
He could have like a dumb moment, but the voice covers it up.
Out of Arizona, 20-year-old Jennifer Lehman had to be arrested in Phoenix after being accused of sexual conduct with a couple of boys who are identified as sons of a family friend.
Lay off me, I'm starving!
On separate occasions, the 20-year-old Jennifer Lehman had sexual contact with the boys and showed them sexually explicit photos of herself and other girls.
Oh.
Well, the other girls you can see.
Oh, so she wasn't in a position of authority or anything. She's not a teacher?
No, not aware of that. One of the victims reported to police that he and, well, she's 20.
Oh, okay, got it.
Hanging out with sons of family friends. One of the victims reported to police that he and Ms. Lehman were walking in an alley when she allegedly touched the boy in a sexual manner behind the preschool.
He wasn't preschool, though, was he?
No.
And where is the preschool?
That's
the same day, she reportedly had another sexual encounter with the teen near the library. She was interrupted when her boyfriend's mom called saying that her baby was out of milk.
Whose boyfriend's mom?
Ms. Laymiller's.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Layman's.
So she's got a boyfriend, too.
And a baby.
Is that a euphemism of some kind?
Yeah, because look at this girl. She's not going to run out of milk.
But her baby did, and her baby's at home.
That's
okay?
Right.
She's hanging out with the kid.
She looks full of milk.
She's hanging out with the kid at the library. Her boyfriend's mom calls her and says, your baby's out of milk.
She goes, I got it.
In another incident, police say that Ms. Lehman, her boyfriend, and one of the boys were having lunch at a restaurant when she went to use the restroom. While she was in the bathroom, she sent the boy topless pictures of herself. She has now been arrested for furnishing obscene material to minors and several counts of sexual conduct with a minor. Next court date coming up a week from yesterday.
All right.
Her picture's up.
Yeah. Check it out.
You can see her.
Petey Mack approved?
Her chin is.
One assumes.
Yeah, one assumes.
Yeah. No, Peter doesn't like big chins.
No, but they'd be approved if you like chins.
Yeah, it's only a... Right.
If the chin were boobs,
yes,
she'd be Petey Mack.
That's what I'm trying nipples. To say. Okay. If the chin had two nipples, they'd be Petey Mack approved.
That'd be weird.
Cat's got nipples. Can you milk that?
Hey, she's the one messing with boys. We're just making fun of her. It's not our fault. She's the one to put herself out there.
She, I guess.
Right.
Yep. Behind the preschool.
And the library.
Which is definitely how she pronounces it. I'm guessing she didn't come from a Mensa meeting.
Who knows?
Yeah. We do.
Boy, I almost threw out a Friday funny line there.
Oh, good.
It wasn't funny on any day.
Exactly, like Todd's earlier. Yeah.
The Prime Minister of Ireland.
I could hear it off the air, though.
I've already forgotten it. It was that bad.
What's his name?
Potato.
Leo.
Potato.
Varadkar.
There you go. So his middle name is Potato.
You were close.
Yes.
All right. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Well, that's why he's making the rounds, I guess.
Yeah.
So he and his partner went to a meeting with Vice President Mike Pence on Thursday.
Oh, that's right. He's
partner,
gay.
Is he gay?
He's quiet. Gay.
Oh, okay.
Well, there was no women in the room, so Pence was cool with that, except for the fact that there was gay guys.
Yeah, and he
was.
Oh, no, the
and
wife
by the way,
was
he's
there.
Probably cool with that,
no, no,
too.
His wife had to be there.
Oh, that. Oh,
because you never know when the gays are going to hit on her husband.
That's a good point.
That's right.
Oh,
look at him. He's not allowed to have a lunch with a girl by himself, right, or a meeting.
You never know when she's going to hit on him.
And the gay guy's going to sleep on him, too, of course.
And his pants just fall off.
Heart, big time.
I don't even know how they're staying on. His pants just fall off. He has nothing to do with anything.
He's brutally bad.
The Irish Prime Minister and his partner went to this meeting with Pence and the missus. He told Pence and reporters that he lived in a country where homosexuality was illegal until 1993.
And now he's the Prime Minister. Good for him.
And now, he says good now that he's that has changed after the meeting. He tweeted that he and his partner, Matt, got a warm reception at Pence's home. Pence and Karen.
Except he's voting against him.
Hosted the two for the St. Patrick's Day breakfast.
A firm handshake, no hugs. No bro hugs.
So that's one way to make Mrs. Pence uncomfortable.
That's right. Her husband. Because she teaches at a private school that doesn't even allow gays. She's horrible, too. Screw both of those.
Yeah, just meet with her husband. Homophobes. And freak her out.
Right. You're right. They should have done that. They should have made eyes at the dude just to freak him out. Except they're actually normal, good people. And they wouldn't do that.
Yeah. They're just normal people. Yeah, they have a significant other. Yeah, yeah. They don't need Mike Pence's pants.
No, they don't.
Three dudes that were in the room, the one most likely you're going to find on Grindr is
his pants.
I'd be my guess. Because when
people that really, really hate gays are gay.
When you object so much,
you're gay. You hate yourself.
That just reflects your desire.
That's why we never.
Because you hate yourself so much.
Yep, he does.
Toyota is developing a high-tech lunar rover for future moon missions. They're teaming up with Japan's space agency to develop a pressurized rover for astronauts to use in the next decade and beyond. The artist's sketches so far show a completely enclosed six-wheeled SUV.
Can we get it here on land?
Well, it's going to be on moon's land.
So you wouldn't have to wear a spacesuit when you get inside it?
I didn't say that. I didn't mention a spacesuit at all.
He didn't actually say that at all. You're right.
Well, you said it's enclosed.
It's enclosed. I didn't say that it had its own environment.
Yeah, but one little leak in that, your head explodes, right?
Once again, I didn't say that either. But.
True.
Similar to Total Recall.
Exactly, right. Yeah. Yeah.
No, but I'm just thinking of like the shuttle. Do they have shuttles on the Orville?
Yeah, they do. Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, yeah. No, space shuttle. No space suit in the shuttle.
Right. You just get in the shuttle and you go to the planet or out somewhere, take a little side trip.
Yeah.
And then you come back and you don't have to wear a space suit inside the shuttle.
No, you don't.
Just like Star Trek.
Yep.
The rover will be about 20 feet long, powered by fuel cell technology, have a proposed range of more than 6,000 miles.
Wow. Cool. Does it have a name?
No.
Yeah. Oh,
cool.
How many miles to the gallon is that?
Gallon of fuel cell technology?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I don't know that they measure that in...
What do they use to power that?
Fuel cell technology.
Plutonium technology.
The sun?
That could be hydrogen.
The sun, yeah. The moon.
Could be anything that they use for fuel cells.
Gas. Duh.
There's not a lot of filling stations on Mars yet.
No.
Yeah, but if you're getting 6,000 miles out of the tank...
There's a Jiffy Lube on Uranus, though.
And you're due for a tuna.
Your rectum.
Oh, let's just go now.
I don't know what's sadder, that joke or that we're all laughing there like this.
I thought the joke was pretty good, actually. Even though I said it, I thought it was pretty good.
I enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah, that was Friday quality.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Todd. I appreciate that.
I'm laughing just as hard as everybody.
You should.
Yeah.
An update to a story that we did earlier out of Tennessee at a hearing for a defendant accused of dipping his testicles in the salsa that a customer ordered from a Mexican restaurant. And I'm unfamiliar with the testicles.
They're right there, Craig.
Thank you.
Right. Yeah. This is a follow-up, right?
You would think we'd
figure out every time you do these testicle stories,
you'd think you'd figure out what they are after a while. We always forget. You always forget, right?
I do. How long ago did you do the ball salsa?
It was either...
We talked about
a couple weeks
salsa.
Ago.
It was either, last week or earlier this week, even.
No, I think it was a couple weeks ago.
Ball salsa is a great name.
Is it, though?
It'd just be great. Kind of salsa you like ball salsa.
So he had to go to the judge, 31-year-old Howard Matthew Webb, pleaded guilty to an amended charge of misdemeanor assault, offensive touching. He reportedly laughed after entering his plea, according to the Knoxville News Sentinel, and the judge was none too pleased. Whipped about, "What are you laughing about, Mr. Webb? There is nothing about this situation I find cute or funny. It is abhorrent."
The only thing he could laugh at is if he didn't remember doing it and he was told in court.
No.
I did what? I did my balls in salsa? Holy crap, I don't remember any of that. Then I think you should be able to laugh.
He was initially charged with felony adulteration of food, liquids, or pharmaceuticals. The female delivery driver
Oh, that's right.
That was with this guy.
This is one of those delivery recorded services, which him, I do all the time. They're always good people. You know?
Yeah, recorded him in the act of dipping his balls in the salsa before she took it up to the,
I'm just gonna ask the next guy.
But, and then she put the video online saying it was retribution for an 89-cent tip for an almost 30-minute drive. Mr. Webb sentenced to 6 months of supervised probation. He has to attend daily alcohol counseling sessions for 3 months.
Oh, man.
Holy
Every
cow.
Every day?
That's excruciating.
Was he drunk when he did it?
I think
probably
so.
Probably not. He probably just
He may have been. I think at the time he was not driving. The delivery driver was not charged but has been fired.
What was the charge?
Originally, it was adulteration of food, liquids, or pharmaceuticals. It ended up being,
nasty?
Misdemeanor, assault, offensive touching.
Okay.
And so this lady actually got something delivered before, like another order, because you don't do the tip until it's after the fact.
In this case, it seemed like the tip had already been added.
Okay. All right.
The tip.
Just the tip.
Just.
Yes, it kind of was added, wasn't it? Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.